There's a major international meeting underway this week in Hobart. Happens every year, happens at this time of the year. It's called CAMELA. You've potentially heard of it. It is the Commission for the Conservation of Antarctic Marine Living Resources. It's been happening, in fact, since 1982. It's at these meetings that all of the big decisions are made about the fate of the oceans surrounding Antarctica and the thousands of species that live there. There's roughly 25 nations attending, along with observers from conservation organisations. And the meetings are aimed at getting international agreements on what can be harvested by fishing fleets around Antarctica and where, exactly where they can do it. There's been a bit of a stalemate around the negotiating table for the past decade over what those protections should look like. And Andrea Kavanagh is with the Pew Charitable Trusts based in Washington, D.C., which is one of the conservation groups that's at the table. And Andrea is joining me on Drive this afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Kylie. I'm happy to be here.
So firstly, give us a bit of a background. We don't hear a lot about the work of CAMELA. Why is it so important?
Well, the Southern Ocean itself is so important. It's the world's air conditioning, basically. There are deep, cold currents that come from Antarctica that go around the world. And these same currents actually pull nutrients that feed fisheries around the world that feed people. So Antarctica is incredibly important. It helps regulate the global climate. And it's also important because of the species that live there, species that can't live anywhere else, like penguins and some types of seals that are only found in the Southern Ocean, as well as others like whales. And then, of course, krill, which is the most important species, I think, in the Southern Ocean.
And so is the Southern Ocean heavily fished right now?
The Southern Ocean is fairly well regulated. There are, as you said, CAMELA has done a great job in terms of making sure that there's a balanced use of both fishing and protection. But things are changing. As everyone knows, we have a warming climate. And because of global warming, we need to do more to protect the Southern Ocean. It's not enough just to balance the fishing against regular conditions. You have to be looking ahead to what's going to happen in the future with climate change.
So what are the biggest threats then to the Antarctic ecosystems at the moment?
So I would say the two biggest threats are climate change and fishing.
And so what position is Australia taking to the table this year? And how does it align with the position of, say, your home country, the United States?
So Australia and the United States, as well as 16 other CAMELA countries, are very well aligned when it comes to trying to get some marine protected areas, basically marine parks in the Southern Ocean. There are two proposals in particular, one for East Antarctica and one for the Weddell Sea. And this year, instead of just Australia and the EU and France, as it has been for a number of years for the East Antarctic proposal, they were joined by 13 other member countries of CAMELA. And this is unprecedented at CAMELA. It's not a normal practice to have a number of countries join together on one proposal. Usually they discuss it and then agree to it. But this has come about because there has been a stalemate for a number of years with Russia and China blocking the proposal. And I think what you see now is how important these proposals are to all the other countries that they want to show their support.
Does it make you feel really positive that there's a united front?
Yes, I think this is a fantastic development to have that many co-sponsors, including countries that are maybe usually more silent and not necessarily big. They don't talk a lot about MPAs. And so this was fantastic to see this happen. And then other countries that haven't been, as I said, outspoken on MPAs before, like South Korea, actually joined. And that's a fantastic development.
Now, I'd like to take a step back. Can you tell us about the breakthrough made in 2009 and what's happened since?
Sure. In 2009, CAMELA agreed unanimously to implement or designate a network of marine parks all around Antarctica in the Southern Ocean. And they wanted those parks to be representative of all the different ecosystems that are important in the Southern Ocean. So they split up the Southern Ocean into nine different planning domains, and asked member countries to come up with proposals for each of those domains.
Okay, so which nations, if any, are opposed to the proposal for a network of marine protected areas?
Well, none, zero,
Ah,
because
which is great.
it was fantastic, right? Because CAMELAR said unanimously that every single country said they agree to support a network of marine protected areas. Where it's been difficult is where exactly those MPAs will be and all the rules surrounding them. That's what has been holding things up for a
Yeah,
while.
got you. So let's talk about the sticking point in the negotiations with those areas. Can you talk about the debate that seems to be underway? What's the problem with the areas that are being proposed?
That's a great question. We hear a lot of different arguments. Some of them seem to be going back on the promise made to implement a network of MPAs. But then others are more, I think, probably easily fixed technical discussions about where boundaries should be, that sort of thing. So there's a whole range of issues that are holding up. There's actually three MPAs on the table. I didn't mention the one that's around the Antarctic Peninsula, sorry. So between those three proposals, there are a whole range of different issues. But the good news is that it has taken a while. It's been a bit frustrating, probably for many of us. But countries are still actively trying to get new MPAs developed. For example, Norway has developed a new proposal for another part of the Weddell Sea. So we're really excited to see that all this work is continuing and everybody has faith in the process that we're going to get these MPAs. And that's good because what the science has shown is we need to protect 30% of the global ocean in order to make sure it remains productive and healthy for the entire planet.
And what about countries like Russia and China? Are they around the table or coming to the party, so to speak, in good faith?
Well, that's a loaded question, Kylie. I'm not sure I can really answer that. I think they do come to the table and they certainly air what they think should be done. And I think eventually we will get there. It's been difficult these last 2 years, especially because of COVID, of course, and it's been no international travel with the normal meetings that would happen face to face that are really productive to move forward on negotiations like this. So we have been a bit hampered by having to meet virtually, as lots of things have, I guess, in the world these last few years.
Indeed. Now let's talk about the issue of krill. How's the fishery looking, and are there enough protections in place?
So the krill fishery is actually the fishery that started the entire CAMELAR convention. There was a worry that the then Soviet Union was fishing a lot of krill, and it was not regulated at the time. And so the parties to the Antarctic Treaty got together and created CAMELAR, which incidentally this year is its 40th meeting. So this is the 40th meeting of CAMELAR. And so they created CAMELAR to regulate the krill fishery. And there is a ton of krill, of course, in the Southern Ocean, but it is the keystone species that hangs everything together. Whales rely on it, seabirds rely on it, penguins rely on it. So krill is incredibly important. Right now, the krill fishery is very, very, very concentrated around the Antarctic Peninsula and even within very small areas of the peninsula itself. Like that, we just put together a new analysis that shows that 94% of the catch allowed for one particular area comes out of 1% of the space. So it's overly concentrated, and that's a problem because animals like penguins that have to go back and forth between the land, especially when they're nesting and breeding, they can't be out at sea all the time feeding on krill. They need to be able to get it in and get food and get back quickly. And we've seen some of these populations of penguins show significant signs of distress, and there have been new papers that actually say this isn't climate change, this is fishing pressure, and we need to do something about it. So this year, Camelot has been looking at how to implement a new regulation or a conservation measure that would spread the catch out further in space and in time to protect animals like penguins.
It's been so interesting having a chat with you, Andrea Kavanagh, and we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to the Drive program in ABC Southern Tasmania.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be here.